This is MC Fontaine on Audio Mo Day 2. I thought I'd tell you about this party I went to. It's weird, it was at someone's flat that I didn't really know. I got there and you had to walk down this long corridor, get into the flat. And I was a bit late getting there anyway. But everyone was laying around just sort of chilling out in sleeping bags. And it was pretty boring, really. It was just a big, well, I say flat, it's like a bedsit, really, I suppose. It was on the ground floor, though. But it was a big sort of living room bit and then a kitchen. And I ended up going into the kitchen bit and just sitting at a kitchen table. And all people were doing was they just had this tiny TV and they were drinking glasses of sherry and watching old Humphrey Bogart movies. So I was sort of thinking about leaving, and then a whole bunch of people started coming in. Like, just this went on for ages, just more and more people coming in, and they were all like steampunks, and they just took over the party. And next thing, they'd set up like a sound system in there, and then they were just building all these weird like steampunk devices and gadgets and machines. And they were doing my head in. They were just a nightmare. So I thought it was time to leave, so I better go and find my trainers. Stupidly taking them off and put them with everyone else's. So it took me ages to sort through them, grab my trainers. Couldn't walk on the carpet, so carrying those around. And then I realised I couldn't find my records. And these steampunks had nicked my records. So first of all, I had to find my Modern Lovers album, Jonathan Richman. So I found that, put that back on the trainers. Then I realised Moogie and the Stooges album had disappeared. So went off to find that, grabbed that, put that back. Then I realised they'd had my Jonathan Richman record again. So found the Modern Lovers album again. So I went out into the corridor, and I don't know why, I'd left the records behind. So I left my trainers out there. Came back in, got the records, went back out again. And then I got to the front door and I realised I hadn't got my trainers with me. And I turned around, panicked a bit, but then I saw Pat Fish, who is a cult musician in Northampton. He used to be signed to Creation, who's a friend of mine. He used to be in a band called, or still is in a band called, The Jazz Butcher. Anyway, Pat said, "Oh, your trainers are over here." The weird thing was, Pat had the top half of a wetsuit on and a snorkel. But all the rest, he had like his outdoor clothes on, so very strange. Anyway, I got outside and I didn't realise how long I'd been there, because it was just broad daylight. So I started walking down the hill, and then I realised I'd left the records behind. So I turned around. In the few seconds it had taken me to walk down the hill, the entire hill was covered in, I can only guess, there must have been about 300 goths in day-glow clothing doing synchronised dancing with, like, those ribbons in their hands. So I just had to get on my hands and knees and start crawling round the lines of them to try and get back to the house. If you've not guessed by now, that's the point where I woke up. I do have some weird dreams at times. Bye!